Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Happy Memorial Day to everyone. I hope you all had a great holiday weekend with your friends and family and acquaintances. It gives us a lot of time to reflect on what an awesome country we have. We wouldn't have the opportunity we have at Legal Shield without those that have fought and served and give us the freedom that we have today. So for all those on the team that have served in the military, we want to say thank you and congratulations to you all, and we appreciate you very much. But I'm extremely excited about tonight's call, our special guest trainer. So I'm going to quit talking and go straight out to the leader of the More Success Team, an original Millionaire Club member, a $500,000 income earner, Platinum 3 executive director, but most importantly, he's my pawpaw, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Pawpaw, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeremy. Before we announce a guest speaker, I'm proud to hear your dad on the call tonight. I know he can't talk, but I want to thank everybody that's been praying for him, to ask him to keep praying for him. He is mending daily now, and we're really thankful for that. And we give the doctors and God the credit, and we know all the good prayers sure have been making a difference. We do owe a lot, Jeremy, to our servicemen and women. I know you're in the Army. I was in the Army. Your dad's in the Marines. I know our guest speaker is in the military, and many, many people on this call tonight. And we don't want to forget. Well, we've had a good time today, whether it be charcoal and steaks or going swimming or playing golf or just sitting around watching TV. We don't want to forget that at the moment we're speaking, there's men and women standing on the line so that you and I can have this freedom, so that you and I can have tonight the opportunity to speak, so that you and I can have this opportunity to help our families. These men and women give everything they have, including their lives. Jeremy, you know, we've lost many, many in our family, everything from Vietnam to World War I. On up as other people has on this very call. So tonight we want, as we go to bed tonight, we want to say an extra special prayer to take care of our men and women in the military service. And that's another reason I'm very happy to introduce this gentleman tonight. He's prior military. He knows what it's all about. He knows the ropes, so to speak. But he also does it. He's been 20 years of corporate employment, and you know what that means. He started a top-level, entry job in Pillsbury and worked his way up to district manager. He served 10 years in Pillsbury. And then he joins another executive, relocated to Dallas, Texas, where he became a director of sales. And after 5 years with the Dallas company, he was hired as a corporate president for our Australian-based company. You know, he'd been with our company, Legal Shield, then Prepaid Legal, since 1996, 16 years of service to the company, putting on recruits, helping, talking, speaking all over the country, helping those in need. He's built a very, very large organization, a very productive organization throughout the United States and Canada. He's just a very top speaker. He believes in equal justice. He had some in his own family as we have had in ours, and we know how expensive attorneys are, and we know if we don't have a good one that we can lose pretty quickly. You know, it's my honor to introduce this gentleman. You know, he's a original Millionaire Club member, Platinum Executive Director, $500,000. I could go on and on, but you know what? Most of all, he's considered a friend, Mr. Larry Smith.
Well, Ken, thank you very much. And I first of all, just want to say thank you to you and your family, to you and Shirlene and Randy and Pat and Jeremy and Stephanie for your friendship over the years. And it's been so fun to watch your family through generations. Just come through the ranks of Legal Shield. Of course, you leading the example, being a $500,000 ring earner, and then watching your family follow your footsteps. It's just been one of those great success stories in our company that will always be a part of the great success of Legal Shield. So first of all, I just want to thank you for your leadership. I want to thank you for the mentoring I've gotten from all of you over the years, as well as for the things that you've done to just help make Legal Shield the company that it is today. And I, too, want to thank you all for your service as well. You know, I've always said that as long as we remain the home of the brave, we will always be the land of the free. And I just have so much respect for people who have paid the price and sacrificed for our country. You know, when my father was shot during World War II, he always told me, he said, who's my stepfather, he said, Larry, he said, if there's ever a time when war happens, your only goal is to keep it off our shores. And so, you know, so many of us at 18, 19 went overseas and did our time. And, you know, I just see the troops coming home from Afghanistan today and some of them not coming home, just like it is with all wars. And I just have so much appreciation and respect for the troops that have put their lives on the lines, that have stood the front lines for us to protect our country, and the families of those people as well. So God bless you all tonight. As before I go into this call, and just let me say thank you for your service and your family's support of your service to our great country. So with that, I want to just go out. Go ahead, Ken. I'm sorry.
I just said we thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. And I want to first of all, Ken, if you don't mind, I've got a couple of major topics I want to talk about tonight. But the first thing I want to do is I really want to talk about, you know, timing of where we are at Legal Shield. And I'm just going to use my time. And, of course, the Moors could tell you even better stories than this. But when I joined Legal Shield back in 1996, we just came off a $25 million a year revenue. I joined in January 1996. In 1995, we did $25 million in revenue that year. Last year, we did $500 million, and we did all that through referral marketing. So when I go back to 1996 and I remember those days, and of course, the Moore family is certainly remember those days as well, I think about, you know, what we had at that time, because I'm going to talk about our future and some things that we all need to be working towards to build a career with Legal Shield. This isn't a deal. This is a true career opportunity with Legal Shield. And I hope from what I share from the past to bring ourselves forward, let you all see what so many of us see. Because when you go back to 1996, we didn't have an internet. The company didn't have an internet website. We didn't have any technology. We didn't have DVDs. We didn't have color brochures. We didn't have flip charts. We had a black and white fourfold brochure called the Placemat brochure, and we just had to learn how to do a presentation, you know, and we were told to do a couple presentations a day and attend our weekly meeting and approach people with integrity, don't assault people. And, you know, when I look back and think about what we had, I remember that you know, when we wrote up a membership, we had to do a paper app, and it had to go into an envelope and go by snail mail. There was no, you know, UPS overnight program. There was no, you know, signing up people on the website. We had to put it in snail mail, and we were getting paid twice a week by check. And we didn't get paid every day by direct deposit like we do today. And, you know, I think back to what we've grown through over the last 16 years just in my tenure with the company, and I look at where we are today, and I think about our future, and I think about, you know, when I first started, you know, I mean, what used to be family TV is now core TV, and what used to be product commercials are now attorney commercials. And I think back, and I look at, you know, in 1996 when I joined, if somebody would have said identity theft, nobody would have had any clue what you were talking about. And here today, 22,000 people are having their identity stolen. And then I look to the future, and I say, okay, so we've gone from $25 million to $500 million. We've done it all with referral marketing, people telling people, no advertising, no big promotions or anything, just word of mouth out telling the public. And all of a sudden, in June, next month, we crank up national television advertising. And then we look ahead and we say, now, if we can go from $25 million to $500 million, you know, and just through referral marketing, what would it be like when we turn on the TV? Now, let's look at Aflac as an example. Aflac was founded in 1955. In 2005, 50 years after being in business, nobody had ever heard of Aflac. But they introduced a duck and went on TV. Last year, they did $22 billion in revenue. And so if you think about what we have and what our product really represents, and you think about how much we've already grown, then you can't deny the facts of what we've grown from to where we are today. And then you think about looking down the road into the future, and you ask yourself a few simple questions. Do you think identity theft will ever go away in its lifetime? No way. It's not going to happen. It's not going away. It's only going to get worse. What about the need for legal counsel? You know, it's grown so much just since I've been here, and our society continues to get more complex every single day. And so the need for legal counsel will continue to get stronger, but attorneys won't drop their rates to $20 an hour to make themselves affordable. So as you think about our future and you look at the need for our product every day getting stronger and stronger, and you realize that the combination of Legal Shield and Identity Theft Shield, where 1 + 1 truly equals 3, you can't deny what the future looks like. So we have to really understand the vision of what's taking place. So when you look at our company and the need for our product, You can't deny it's just rock solid. Now, let's talk about the marketplace for just a minute. I'm going to read you just a couple of quick articles that I want you to understand. This is what the news media is saying. This article came out of the Denver Post just recently. It said the evolving job market will require workers to be flexible, competitive, and many-preneurs who can identify where they're needed. Given all the attention it's getting in Washington, D.C., millions of Americans are no doubt wondering when our economy's job creation machine will crank up again. Then it says, brace yourself, it isn't likely to happen, not in the way it worked before. Listen to this article. The freelance surge is the industrial revolution of our time. It says everywhere we look, we can see the U.S. workforce undergoing a massive change. This transition is nothing less than a revolution. We haven't seen a shift in the workforce this significant in almost 100 years when we transitioned from an agricultural to an industrial economy. Now employees are leaving the traditional workplace and opting to piece together a professional life on their own. This one just came out December 8th. By 2020, independent workers will be the majority. This new era is forcing employees, employers, and the government to confront a new reality as solo workers become the norm. Employees, and listen to what it says about employees. Employees need to get used to scrapping for new jobs and dealing without health care and other safety net provisions. Here's one from February 17th, the end of the full-time salary job. In 2011, Kelly Services found that the number of free agents had grown to 44 million as Americans desired more freedom, flexibility, and ways to get paid for their professional skills. Recently, a study by NVO Partners projected that there could be 70 million free agents by 2020, creating a workplace environment with more free agents than full-time employees. Ladies and gentlemen, that's 8 years away. Listen to some of the headlines. 60% of over 60 workers postponing retirement. More workers living paycheck to paycheck. Over 70% of workers age 60 plus can't afford to retire. Vacation plans, not this year, at least for 35% of the workers. Is traditional retirement disappearing? How older workers are redefining their careers. One in four workers plan to work while on vacation. Stability and culture, top workers' most wanted list. Household debt, this is just on March 8th, household debt up for the first time since the recession. Ladies and gentlemen, our marketplace is so well positioned. And then you see these major headlines that come out through MarketWatch. This one was just a month and a half ago on April 4th. Yahoo to take second quarter severance charge as about 2,000 jobs targeted for elimination. Then, just May 23rd, HP reports lower profit, plans to cut 27,000 jobs. And listen to this, their share price goes up 6.5% because they're cutting 27,000 jobs. Ladies and gentlemen, what this really comes to is we have low-hanging fruit all over the marketplace. And vision is an imagined idea or goal towards which one aspires. See, leaders have visions of dreams of what could be. They're totally sold out. I've watched our company go through good times and not so good times over the last 16 years. I've watched the Moore family always staying strong and always staying committed to what they believe. You couldn't get one of the Moore family members out of this for anything in the world. They're totally sold out, and that's what leaders do. They get totally sold out. They won't let anybody bend their belief about what they're doing. They have visions of dreams of what could be. So when you really understand the timing and what's taking place, and you realize that the news media is working for us at no cost to us, now we're going to add television advertising, and everybody's telling the public that they need what we have the best solution to at a cost that's less expensive than what consumers can spend on one tank of gas. It's not about you or me. It's about the market. So the question becomes, if everything is poised and positioned for massive growth, you look at the facts of in the last 10 years, we paid over $1 billion in commissions already to people in the last 10 years. We have over 1,000 people currently that are making between $50,000 and $100,000 a year. We've got 400 who have made between $100,000 to over a million a year, 142 millionaire club members in our company, and we haven't even scratched the surface of what's here, and now we're getting paid to let the public know about it. So here's the question. What do we do about it? Are we really just sticking our toes in the water, checking out whether it's warm or cool or too cold to jump in, or are we ready just to jump in with both feet and say, what can we do to just get out there and take advantage of this? Well, one of the things I love most is our opportunity is the opportunity of a lifetime, not because we're just the next deal out on the street saying we're the opportunity of a lifetime. We're an opportunity of a lifetime because our product drives our opportunity because nobody else has it. Nobody else can do what we do. We're creating an industry. We're not trying to sell why ours is better than the next one. So we've got everything that we need to build our opportunity to the utmost of growth. So here's the question you ask yourself. What can we do? What can each one of us do to help do that? Well, obviously, our goal is real simple. We teach it in basic training. The first thing we do is share the plan. And then we get the person that we're talking to on the phone with an expert. And then we drive, let the expert drive them to a live event. It's a real simple process, but what are we, what are each one of us trying to do to make sure that we take advantage of a lot of people doing a few simple things compounded over a long period of time? Ladies and gentlemen, we have this thing called the Performance Club. And I have to tell you, you know, it's like most everybody, I've been in Performance Club since the inception for 129, 130 months, whatever it is. And the reason is because it just made sense. It said, look, I should be doing this anyway. If I'm career-minded, which we are, then I should be, you know, Performance Club qualified no matter what. But look what they did. MidOcean comes back and they said, listen, you know, normally what they used to do is you had to qualify for 12 months and then you got $300 a month. Well, now they say, if you qualify for 3 months, we'll give you a $150 bonus. If you qualify for three more months, a total of six, we'll give you another $150 bonus. And then at the end of 12 months, you can get the $300 a month cash bonus. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you to dream bigger than that. Because let me share an idea with you. If you're taking the $300 cash bonus, your neighbors don't see, your friends don't see that $300 being direct deposited into your bank account. What your friends see is things that make a difference. Let me give you an example. The company says, look, instead of taking the $300 cash, we would really like to pay you 67% more money than what you've earned. Think about that for just a minute. We would like to pay you $500 a month instead of $300 a month. And the reason we're willing to give you 67% more than what you've earned is because we want you to invest in your own business to help brand Legal Shield so that more people will know who Legal Shield is. Now, can you imagine going up to a hotel briefing and the whole parking lot is filled with white BMWs and people are going, I don't know what meetings are in that hotel, but wherever the meeting is, it's got all the BMWs, that's the meeting I want to be a part of. So here, imagine pulling up in your driveway in the brand new BMW. And your neighbors come over and say, man, nice car, Jeremy. When did you get that? Well, my company gave it to me, so I have to drive it. What do you mean your company gave it to you? It's the best recruiting tool we could have because, you know, like it or not, people attach themselves to nice things. When you're driving a brand new BMW and people see it, when you're at the gas station filling up and the guy next to you says, nice car, and you go, yeah, my company gave it to me. I'm forced to drive it. And they go, what company do you work for? I mean, it opens up so many opportunities. So the most critical thing I think we all need to drive for is really the Performance Club program. Because, you know, think about this. You recruit a brand new person and show them how with some small, consistent, day in, day out, month in, month out activity, 5 points a month with a 5-point carryover, that 12 months from now, you can be driving a brand new BMW paid for by our company. Gang, that will attract so many people. And imagine, again, the branding that's taking place as Legal Shield has more of these BMWs out there in the marketplace. So, you know, everybody, if you don't know how to qualify for Performance Club, please get with your upline executive. Make sure you understand how to do that. Probably one of the most critical things you could set your goals for this year. Not just the BMW, but you know, next month, a lot of us are going to Hawaii. You know, we're 3 weeks. We're on our way to Maui, all expenses paid, thanks to Legal Shield. And then next year, we're going to Beach Palace in Cancun. So you can literally start qualifying right now to go on a free, all-expense-paid vacation to a five-star resort in Beach Palace in Cancun. This is a gorgeous facility, and you can bring the person of your dreams with you, obviously your spouse or a date or a friend. You get to, you know, they're going to send 550 people from Legal Shield. I mean, when I worked for the Pillsbury Company, they might send four or five people on something special. 550 people, they would never consider that. And their companions, that's 1,100 people that Legal Shield will be paying to go to Beach Palace Resort in Cancun next year. So, you know, start driving your place right now to be a part of that through the Performance Club requirement. And probably the second most important thing you could do is really be working towards the Dallas 2012 Learning and Leadership Conference. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, I've got a sneak preview when I was in Dallas a couple of weeks ago about what this is going to be about. And all I can tell you as an independent associate is that if you knew what they were going to do in Dallas, you would break down walls to make sure that you qualified to go to Dallas. Now, in years past, we had two conventions every year. You could come to both of them. That's not the case anymore. We have one international convention every year in April. That's where anybody can come. But in Dallas, this is going to be something that you have to qualify for. And if you are truly one of those career-minded people, you're saying, you know what, if I came in this year, and if it took me 1 year to become an executive director, and I've got another executive a year from now, and another executive the next year, ladies and gentlemen, in 5 years under that program, one ED a year, under 5 years, starting today, you could be a platinum sharing in the platinum profit pool that the company's put together, and there will be up to $100,000 a month being shared by people who are part of that platinum world. And if you want to say, hey, I want to be a part of that, how do I go about doing it? Your next stop is the Dallas 2012 Learning and Leadership Conference. So let me briefly tell you what the three requirements are, and then I'll turn it back over to Mr. Moore. Here's what you have to do in order to get to Dallas. One of the three of these. Number one, managers and above who are Performance Club qualified 4 out of 5 months. Now, it started in April. It ends in August. So even if you miss April, you can still qualify May, June, July, and August. If you're a manager above, Performance Club qualified 4 out of 5 months, April through the end of August, you will be invited to attend the Dallas Learning and Leadership Conference. Second way you can get there, Power 20 associates that qualify 4 out of those same 5 months. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you could be a senior associate. You wouldn't be a senior associate, but I've got a senior associate who qualified, who will qualify power month. Now, they're only 11 memberships away from manager, but, you know, they're a senior associate who qualified power 20 this month. So you could be at any level. You don't have to be a manager. But you become Power 20, that's 20 organizational memberships, no more than 12 out of any one line of sponsorship. 4 out of 5 months, you're invited to attend, go to Dallas with us. The third way is any associate who achieves the executive director position anytime during the April through August time period. So if you qualify for executive director just once between April and August, that is the third way you can be invited to the Dallas Learning and Leadership Conference. So if you put those two things up on your radar, let the Performance Club simple daily philosophy drive you to getting a lot of people doing a little bit for an extended period of time, and you can build an organization just like the Moore family has done with massive success and massive income. So I want to just, first of all, just thank you all again, Ken, Jeremy, Randy, for having me on the call. Randy, I know you're on the call. I heard your dad say so. I want you to know that you and Pat are in our prayers, and I know you're strong. I know you're doing great, and I just was on the phone with my daughter right before your call, and we said a prayer for you while I was on that call with her. So just know that we love you guys, and we appreciate you and everything you're doing. And, Ken, the utmost of respect to you and your family for your leadership and friendship, and I just gratefully appreciate the opportunity to pour into your call tonight. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Well, Larry, we really appreciate you, and I forgot to congratulate you on being the advisory council. I think you do a great job there. I know you'll be for the soldiers in the field. You know how they feel because you are one, so to speak, and we appreciate you very, very much. And if anything, I can speak for you, do anything, you know I'm always available. And you're right about the Performance Club. Larry, you brought so many memories back. You know, I have people on this call, Larry, that, like Jim and Geneva Stark, been on my team 27 years, Linda Bowden 25, Harold Pinson 22. These people are people that nothing stops. They stay.
Well, I heard Tracy Cooks, the announcer, say that, and I was sitting here thinking, you know, we just go back so many years, Ken. It's just an incredible family environment. I just love this company.
It went through cancer and everything else. Millie Baggers went brain surgery, been on team 27 years. Then we got new folks just getting on this week. And the new folks getting on this week has a better opportunity of succeeding than the people that's been on my team 28 years. You know that. You know, I was on the team when we sold one week or two. We were, and I sold off of Polaroid shots. So, you know, I enjoyed everything you said. You give so much valuable information. I hope people took notes. I hope they replay this and listen to it. And Larry Smith, thank you very much for your time and effort, my friend.
Thank you all. God bless you all.
God bless you. Jeremy?
I'm here.
Okay. You have anything to say before we sign off here?
I just would really encourage people to buckle down and close the month out strong. We've got a couple more days left this month, and, you know, it's not too late. Even if you're on zero Performance Club points right now, there is plenty of time before the end of the month to go get your five knocked out. Wouldn't you agree, Papa?
Absolutely, absolutely. I remember when we had a contract, she had have 100 in a certain period of day. That mail got mixed up and thought she had 100 personal sales, went out in 30 days, raked up 100 personal sales, thinking she had to do that. It can be done. It's the willpower. It's what you feel in your heart. It's how many hours you're willing to put in. I know we had things before, and Wilbur and I would cut ourselves to no TV and 4 hours sleep a night till we accomplish what we want to. That's not necessary, but, you know, it's cardinal. Where you want to go, how fast you want to get there, and what you want to be able to say about what you got there. Jeremy, you know, again, I'm glad Randy could listen to the call tonight, and I want to thank everybody again for everything they're doing, for praying for him and for our family. And truly, we have so many good leaders on this call tonight. And thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Randy. I just want to tell everybody that Sharon Moore will not be in the office tomorrow. She's very, very ill tonight, so I'll be there. I'll be taking all the calls I can, but I doubt if I can get to all of them. But if you don't, just leave a message. We'll get back with you the next day or two. Appreciate everybody. God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Let's keep in that order. Let's keep going ahead. I want everybody to remember one more time before we go to bed tonight. Let's one more time thank God, thank Jesus Christ for having soldiers of men, women throughout the world protecting our freedom. Just as Christ shed his blood on Calvary, they're shedding their blood for mine and your freedom, for the right to say and to do what we're doing tonight. We thank them. We honor them. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.